This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you're in the housing market, I just want to talk about what you're in for and things that you could anticipate happening. I'm going through it right now. And of course, there are good and the bads. There are all the excitement and just learnings and everything that comes with it. But despite the great people that you'll meet, you will meet a good amount of people that I would say is gonna be people that does not have your best interests and does not care about you at all, and they just want your money. And I want to share this, and I will claim there will be good people, like very great people that you'll meet along the way that are just great, decent human. But as we know, and I don't know if it's just the world that we live in today, but I would say it does take a level of patience. Like, rather if you're working with your agent, working with your lender, working with, if you're, you know, working, you know, buying a home from a new construction, the builder or the seller, you know, the seller side of the agent, just the home insurance, the inspector. I mean, just the list goes on. And even when you need to buy your furniture, like the salespeople that you need to talk to, or if you, you know, want to talk to, like I am in person trying to get the best deal, there will be moments where sometimes you don't deal with the best of the people, right? And look, I totally get it. I just want to call it out there. This is not a diss to any of the sellers out there, any real estate agents out there, any lender, any salesperson out there overall. I'm just sharing my personal experience. Maybe I'm just having bad luck in some of the areas, but I want to talk about this because I think that especially in 2022, which we are now at the end of 2022, I think a lot of us start to just accept it. Meaning like, you know, bad salespeople or people that just don't care about you. I mean, everyone's doing their job, right? Like, I recognize that. People, especially if you're in a sales role, I 100% recognize and empathize that part of your job is you do want to sell, and I totally get it. Like, that's part of your role, and it's not necessarily your role to care about who you're selling to, you know, and like, I recognize that. I think that you'll sell better, you know, when you at least, you know, have your client best interest at heart, in the sense of like, you think from your customer perspective, so whatever you say to them and sell to them resonate more. I will say that throughout my process, so I am buying a new construction, so I have to deal with builders, I have dealt with agents, and most of them, I would say most that I have met, have like in person, have been very much of like, any time is a good time to buy. Like, it does not, like, they don't even ask you what your financial goals really are. They don't care about whether or not you have enough money. Just like, they just want you to buy. And if you don't buy, or you ask a little too many questions, they get annoyed. And I, even though some that are willing to answer questions, you could tell at the end of the day, like, they don't care. Like, they don't care. And especially the, like, builder, I mean, I think most of the bigger builder in the States are known to be rude. I mean, I actually have researched a ton. And look, to a certain level, it's I know what I was getting myself into, right? I researched on these builders and try to get to know the housing market to the best of my ability, which is just doing the research on my own. So it's not like I didn't know that the real world's the way it is, right? So to a certain level, I'm like, look, people are people, humans are humans, they do what they do, and it is what it is. You know, I'm not expecting more than anything. And please, like, I'm not trying to be a Karen anyway, because I do very much appreciate like workers just dealing, especially customer service, is really a difficult role, and I totally get it. And I'm expressing this is just to share, number one, my experience, and number two, for any of you out there that who's just thinking about, because there was a time when I was just thinking about starting the housing journey, I was just thinking, okay, the most important thing is that I just need to know the process, have the money, you know, make a decision, and then that's it. Like, I thought the hardest part was, like, learning the process. Like, what do I need to go through? Like, making sure I don't get scammed and all of that. And those are important, and you should go through it. But I also realized that sometimes, especially when you have to deal with all those people on your own, like, rather it's the lender, the builder, like, and you have to deal with contractors, like, all of them on your own. I mean, you're dealing with a bunch of different people and personalities. And that doesn't come easy, right? You're gonna, look, I have met some people, like my inspector, very, very nice, very kind, very honest, like, would not even take more money, if even, like, legit, I was, like, handing him tips, like, $20, $40, $60 more, and he's like, no, like, it's okay, like, really, it's okay, I just want to do my job, and just want to make sure you're happy. Like, God sent great, amazing people that who just really care about their clients, not trying to take any more money than they think they should, you know, just very honest and genuine people. So I have been very lucky to meet those people. But I do want to say, like, get yourself ready, because not everybody's like that. And look, that, in a way, sad to say, it is part of the world. You, like, if anything, I need to learn how to, like, deal with it. Like, the other day, I was looking at mattresses and, you know, in the store, like, in the real store. And one of the, you know, pros and cons of going into the store instead of just buying everything online, which you have a choice to, you and I have a friend, when he bought a home, he bought everything online. So he didn't have to deal with the hassle of dealing with a sales rep on the floor asking you a bunch of questions, or you then you need to interact with them and have any type of unpleasant engagement. I chose to go into stores because I want to check out myself, like, where do I get the best deals? And there are times where you go in person, you talk to the sales rep, maybe the person could knock like $100 off, you know, the product, the furniture that you're looking for, versus online. You know, you get a good sales, you get a good deal automatically online, great. But if you don't, then that's the price. And like the other day when I was shopping for a mattress, I was basically trying to get the best deal. I was like, you know, we really like this mattress. You know, if I buy two, like, would I get a better deal? After a long talk, they're like, yeah, I'll give you a better deal. And I told him, like, okay, great. Like, I was interested, but I'm not closing until next week. So can I come back? And this person was just so rude. Like, first he gave me like a discount paper that I was holding. I was just asking, like, hey, I'm not closing until next week, I would love to come back and make the decision. And he legit just whipped the paper out of my hand and just kind of like, nope, I'm not gonna be here, so goodbye. Like, basically, like, don't waste my time, get out. I was just like, okay, like, wow, right? It's just something like that where it's just so, you know, as a normal human, sometimes you're just like, what is this person's deal? You know, like, I'm not closing until next week. I can't splurge, you know, a couple thousands of dollars. It's just not the right thing to do before you close. And like, of course, until I close, until I have a key to my house, then I'll start ordering things to my place. I don't want to order it now before I have any keys, right? Anyway, people don't care about any of those reasons. That's what I'm trying to say. They don't care where you're at in life. They don't care about anything other than, like, hey, their job is to make the sale, which I get. You know, I'm not saying I don't get that. And, like, I'm not trying to say, you know, people just need to bend over, you know, for what you need in life. And I almost feel like, yeah, like, they don't need to care about that. But I just feel like, do you really need to, like, yank the paper out of my hands and give the ad to almost, like, get out? It's just like, dude, like, it's not like I wasted hours of your time. I literally just talked to you about bed for like 5 minutes, which you casually would have talked to anyone else that walked in and just had questions, you know? So it's things like that. I feel like while you're in your housing shopping or buying journey, if you're wondering, like, what are the things to expect, I feel like expect that you may encounter people like that. That is just very much of, like, in some way, they're just doing their job, You know, they're to sell. If you're not buying, like, I guess right away, you know, some people will react a certain way. Some salespeople will be patient in the sense of that, hey, you might not buy in this moment right now, but if you and I have a good conversation and you see the potential in buying later on in the near future, I'm going to keep this client warm. I'm going to give you my card and you come back to me when you're ready to buy. Like, there's other types of sales tactics out there, which I prefer that tactic, right? Where people, like, it's kind of like it's either the second or never. They kind of keep you warm, right? As a lead, like a potential client. And then you feel like, wow, if you ever do have questions or you thought about it some more, you want to buy, you go back to that person, right? So I prefer that. But expect that you will not find everybody like that, that you encounter. And that's the same with my agent. That was the same with the builder, the contractors that I'm dealing with. Like, you know, when I ask them to repair certain things before we close, you could just tell they're, you know, directly telling you, like, they basically almost just don't care, like, don't close then. You know, I feel like if it wasn't the economy slowing down right now and they're not selling their home like hotcakes, they legit would have just canceled, you know, the contract and just be like, no, we're just gonna sell it to somebody else. Like, because the market is colder now, it's not as hot as before, they're kind of just letting it be. Like, okay, you really need this repair, we'll just do it, even though they're basically like giving you attitude right in your face, you know, and you're just really just asking them to fix something that they should have been fixed. You know, like, the home is just not even complete or operational without it. So those things could be frustrating, and I'm sharing this because it's almost like there's, of course, like the pro side and the very exciting side of purchasing a home where you're like saving all your lives. It's a very exciting time. You find your like dream home or even just an ideal home that you see yourself in the next few years or so. Like, it is a really exciting time, but it does also come with this other side aside from just having the money, right? Like, you could have the money and the financial, but then there's also this other part of just dealing with like the logistics of things. And by, again, I'm not saying this to complain, because I do overall feel very fortunate that I am going through this and I have the ability to go through it. And like, by no means that this is saying a complaint. It's not. It's almost like just sharing, like, because when I was coming through in this housing market and trying to buy a home, I didn't think about this part at all. Like, I was only thinking about the most stressful part was, number one, making sure you have the money, right? Like, coming up with the money, have the money, have the long-term plan to continue to have money, which it is, you know, the biggest part, the most important part. But I wouldn't say it's the most stressful, because you do what you do to save, and it's like a cumulative thing, right? It's not like something that happens overnight or in a very short period of time usually. So I thought it was mainly that, and also like learning the housing purchasing process, like, so that I don't get scammed. You know, I don't like sign into something that I didn't know about. Like, I thought those two were gonna be like the most stressful part of the buying process. I thought, you know, everyone else is like, because they're getting something from you, like your agents, the seller, the lender, like all of those people, I thought, like, because you're almost paying them, right, that like it wouldn't be that bad, like they're kind of working with you. And I didn't really think about those things. Like, I remember when I first started to get to know my agent, when I started to, you know, get to know like what people go through with their like builders, or, you know, for some sellers, right? Like, it's just, I thought it was a very like, I don't know, I just thought it was a very like not too, I guess, involved type of conversation, where it could get a little bit like, wow, like, you're so mean or you're so rude, you know, like, you don't get to that. But I don't know, I didn't really think about that, you know. And I didn't really think about like, wow, purchasing furniture could be stressful. Like, I never thought about that either, because maybe like I haven't really bought any big purchases in my life for so long, right? Because like, I don't know, I don't move all the time, right? A lot of the furnitures I had for like decades. So I almost forgot like how it is, you know, dealing with all sorts of people in such a short amount of period of time. And I thought, if you're paying people, I know this is probably something silly that I thought about, it's like, if you're paying people, you would think like, okay, maybe, you know, the service is not that bad, but it's not. Like, sometimes it's not. Like, even if you're paying people and people are getting paid from you, it could be like a slap in the face, you know. And that's just, I don't know, maybe reality, right? And I feel like me even saying that, I don't want to sound entitled. It's just sometimes you could absolutely do nothing wrong, but just do your part and you could just, you know, get really like rude treatment. And I say this not because I'm again complaining, but I just want to share this because this was one area that I didn't anticipate that would be like stressful or like really like an unpleasant type of experience during the purchasing process. Because I thought, oh my god, like purchasing, you know, furnitures and, you know, setting up your payments and your loans, like, it couldn't be that bad as long as you have the finance. Like, that's what I thought. Like, if you know that you have the money and you have the income, like, I kind of thought, okay, it can't be that bad, you know? But I was wrong about that for my personal experience. Again, it could be that I'm just completely, you know, bad luck. Or maybe because I didn't choose the route of kind of like some of my friends where they're just like, you know what? Like, once I have the choice to basically not deal with real life people and just do everything online, do it. Even though maybe my friend could have saved a couple more $100 or thousands of dollars, but, you know, by him choosing to buy everything online and order everything online, do everything online, like, yeah, like, I could see the appeal to that, because you then could avoid these unpleasant engagement and conversation with these people that you probably wouldn't have to be like able to, like, you wouldn't really have to deal with it, you know. So, but I mean, I try to tell myself, like, look, you know, they're all just humans, right? We're all just humans. Like, maybe, you know, the people, like the person that I was interacting with at the furniture store, like, maybe that person's not having a good day. Maybe that person's not really happy about their life. And so to them, and maybe they have got yelled at by customers, or customer truly just wasted their time, like, completely saying that, you know, spend days and just waste their time. And maybe now they're uber sensitive, you know, of people just not buying right away. Or, you know, when the contractor was super rude to me and saying, like, you know, like, you can't, like, look at the home even though I'm buying it. Like, I don't know, anyway. But, like, you know, maybe because they were yelled at from buyers in the past to a point where they really did nothing wrong, but the buyer's, like, maybe way too picky, so scar them, right? So there's things that, you know, I do try to think about and be like, hey, you know, like, you don't know the story of these people. Like, you know what the word they say, like, hurt people, right? It's like, these people who's being rude to you, and you truly feel like there's really no reason to, like, why these people are acting the way they do, especially in the servicing, you know, like, role. Like, it's because it's so difficult. That's the thing. Like, I'm not sharing this to say, like, oh my god, these people are so rude and so mean, like, they're bad people. I know that what they do is so hard because they have to deal with so many different customers. Some customers are shit, you know, they really are, you know. So they must have gone through some really hard times, right? And maybe because of that, they're the way they are too sometimes. They react a certain way that they do, or they're just going through some things, right? So I'm not saying that, like, these people are wrong, you know, but I'm just saying this, like, just because prepare yourself. Like, that's also going to be something that if you do choose to kind of handle everything yourself, which I am kind of doing, like, just learning as I go, and also I'm going through this whole thing pretty much on my own. Like, I don't have a partner that I'm buying with, where, like, maybe I feel like if I had a partner that I was buying with together, then, like, my partner and I could kind of share the load of these conversation with these people. Like, maybe my partner could be more in touch with the lender, where I are more in touch with, you know, the builder. Or, you know, like, from furniture to furniture, we could switch or, like, tag team on how we want to approach the purchases, right? Like, but when you're alone, and maybe it's me, but sometimes I do feel that because I'm a female, sometimes talking to these people about, like, constructions or home renovations and things, I feel like they, and I hope I'm wrong, but sometimes I do feel like there's a little bit of sexism where they're like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, or I could just say anything to you and you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. You know, like there's a little bit of that. And so I would like do a bunch of research, making sure that I could talk to them in ways that like I know more than you think, you know, like, so I feel like I have to try extra hard to make sure that these people know, like, I'm not someone that they could just deceive, if that makes sense. And then I also have to talk to every one of them. So it's probably more challenging that way. And maybe that's also why, like, it feels like it's a lot. So there is probably one part that I think for some people that who do plan on, like, dealing with the whole purchasing process on their own, want to be mindful of beyond having the money and income to support the home is those type of additional stress that will come even after you purchase the home. Because after you purchase the home, it's like getting the home ready, depending on how, you know, ready to move in the home is. And I'm buying a new construction. Like, I can't imagine if I was buying like a fixer upper or even like a home that is not completely renovated and I need to do some work, like major work. Like, I do need to do minor work, but it's not heavy other than furnishing and maybe fixing the yard. But I could only imagine like if I had to like fix up my entire kitchen or bathroom and flooring and this and that, like basically multiple areas of the home on my own, I think I would go crazy. Like, even just dealing with this process and dealing with the salespeople to like buy different things has been like crazy, like, as in, you know, stressful. So that's just probably something to like prep yourself, which it's just something that I somewhat wish that I hear other home buyers talk about, because usually, and it's important, like, but usually people emphasize on the savings part, like, how do I save, how do I calculate, how do I make sure I really know how much I could really afford versus, you know, what other people's telling me I should just pay every single penny that I have, right? And that's important, but I also think it would be helpful to hear more of like how other people too also go through this entire process of just dealing with all sorts of people along the way. And sometimes you get really great people and sometimes you don't, and sometimes you deal with these people long enough, you start to feel shitty on your own. You know, you start feeling like, am I wrong? Like, did I ask something wrong? Or why is this person so annoyed? Like, should I have not asked anything? Like, you know, like, but you didn't, you know, like, you are making one of the biggest purchases of your life. Of course you want to be conscious. Of course you want to be, you know, saving conscious, right? Like, if you could ask, like, is there any deals? Is there any discounts? Like, is there anything I could do? Like, you know, to make, like, ends meet, right? Like, to make sure you are being financially responsible. Like, you're not doing anything wrong, you know? And you're gonna, you know, and especially in this industry, you're constantly gonna get people to tell you, basically just spend a bunch of money. Like, whatever the house price is, buy it. Whatever the interest rate is, buy it. And it's just scary because you know that that's not the right thing to do. And, but those are the people, like, especially, again, if you're going through it alone like I am, you know, those are the people that you are talking to and you're interacting with. So it's really hard because you start to feel like you can't trust anyone around you. And that's kind of how I feel like when I'm going through this alone. I feel like everything I ask about, in order for me to really trust what the person's telling me, I have to do my own research, which, fine, you know, that's great. Like, I need to learn on my own. Like, I can't expect people just tell me the information and just take it as 100% if I really want to make sure, you know, I'm getting the right information. So I do my own parts, I do the research, but it does add up, you know, to be a lot if you want everything to be done right. And, you know, and you know that you're dealing with people that sometimes just do not have your best interest. So you have to be careful, and it does get tiring. And this kind of goes throughout. And I know that this whole idea of like dealing with like salespeople or just people in general, like, you could go to Target and you could feel this tire, you know, like a supermarket or a grocery store, like sometimes when you just like have to interact with people when you don't need to, especially when you need something from them, like asking them a question, is there good deals, is there not good deals, and they want something out of you, and they know that they're not getting something out of you, at least not right away, like these people will lose patience, and these people will probably tell you like to get out, or like don't waste my time. And like, it's not like it's their fault. I think people just sell differently. But as a person going through that and dealing with all of that, I've learned to also like really try my best to like don't take it personally. You know, like these people don't know you, right? To them, you're like a walking wallet, you know, in a way of like either you're going to spend money so I could get some commission, or you're wasting my time, right? Like, it's people are more real, I feel like, than ever, as in like their intentions are really raw. Sometimes it's good because, you know, at least you see it. And sometimes you have people that who are nice. And this is something that I've been wanting to like, I want to keep in mind that there are some good people out there, because I know there are. But sometimes it's hard because you see so much people that who's like really just in it for themselves. You rarely see people like out in the street just like kind and help each other out when they need to. Like it's difficult. Like the other day I was at a team event and there was someone in the wheelchair, and one of the assignment or exercise in the event was like, hey, you know, put a post-it note in the wall and see if you could like how high you were able to put that post-it note versus if someone else help you, right, to give you like a lift to put up the post-it note to see like which is high. The concept is like, you know, working in a group, you are able to put the post-it note higher than you are if you do it alone, right? Basically the idea of teamwork and helping each other out. But then this person is in a wheelchair, right? So like I observed a little bit, and I was like no one was engaging him at all. And I walked up there and just like, hey, do you want to be on the same team? Do you want to do this exercise together? And of course, I'm super happy and willing to. But it also made me realize that despite all these like good people that I work with, I feel like not everybody was observant and like, you know, aware of their surrounding, that like, hey, like, it's not always about doing this exercise and completing this exercise yourself. Like, look around you, like, you know, help people out, that especially the ones that really need help. And I realized that even though I work with a bunch of great people, people wasn't aware of their surrounding and who really need help and for them to offer help. And so it's just things like that. I'm not saying people are bad, maybe because they're really just not aware. But I think that when you times that by just the reality of the world in this state and age, I feel like people, and it could be because people are more afraid of each other, because sometimes I do feel that way. Like, I feel a little bit hesitant to interact with other people, especially stranger, because I feel like in this society, it's hard. There's so much crimes, just so much. Like, it's not, I feel like when I was like much younger, I feel like the world is in a much different place where it's safer to play outside. I don't know. I don't want to, you know, make it seem like this world is so fearful, but there's a little bit of that that I think I see, like, you know, this idea of togetherness and kindness, and I do wish I see more of it. And I really do hope that, you know, maybe it's just my area, my surrounding, or maybe the things I'm going through that blinds me from seeing that part of kindness of the world right now. And I hope that it's temporary. Maybe I'm just going through a stressful period of my life of like going through all of this on my own and purchasing a home again. By no means that it's all stress, because I am super excited. I'm super grateful of this, like being able to go through this and this entire process. And it is a really, really exciting time. But I want to share this because I wish that someone have told me this part, so I know that it's common. I know that people go through it, and I know that I'm not alone. So if you're going through it, or you're about to go through it, or you went through it, and you're like, yeah, see, like, I knew it. Like, I thought, you know, I was the only one feeling it. Like, no, you're not. Like, 100% hear you. 100% hear you. And I think this is why I'm so drawn to, like, there's certain YouTuber that I'm super drawn to, because they are more like customer focused, like the buyers. Like, if the audience are the buyers, not the seller, of course. Like, there are certain YouTubers that I really like. For example, there's one called Real Estate Mindset. He was like, he's newer, I would say, on YouTube, but the way he speaks and the topics that he talks about is very much of like buyer focused type of audience. And I appreciate that because I feel like a lot of the other YouTubers out there, usually they're like the real estate person. So, I mean, you're right, like if they're real estate and they have a piece in the game, it's hard for them to say that like you should wait or anything like that, right? So just someone really honest. I think there's another real estate person like Javier, I forgot his last name. He's pretty cool, I think, like more customer, even though he's a real estate person, I feel like he seems to care more about his clients than most other real estate people that I have listened to online. So anyway, like hearing people that seems to have a better interest on your side is helpful, because sometimes you could be, when you, like as soon as you get into the buying process, it's so easy to surround yourself from people just want a piece of your money and that's it. Like they literally don't, like sometimes it's so bad to a point where they don't even care about giving you any kind of value. Like they literally just want to quote you the highest to begin. Like, I had one lender that I didn't end up going with, but legit it was like not even like, okay, let me give you like a, you know, average interest rate. It was just like, let me start with the highest, let me also try to, you know, get you the highest loan even though you said you don't need it, but and then just like encourage me to spend all my money even though I told her like no, like I have no plans to spend that much, I need to save this much and I'm only comfortable in spending this much. Disregard all of that and just did her own thing, put in numbers that I told her like do not put. It was just terrible. Like it's those experiences where like people not only don't give a shit, they literally show you, like you could tell them like no, don't do this, please do that, like they just don't care. So brace yourself that you might, you know, go through those type of engagement and meet those type of people along the way, and you have to be strong. Do your own research, be there for yourself, but also don't take it too personally, so you don't, you know, get your spirit down too much. So anyways, I hope this was helpful, especially for those that who are either in the housing market or thinking about it, or just find this super resonating in some way, one shape or another. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.